And yes, not only is one person having an intervention today, it's also going to be version two here with us having an intervention about the taco joint.
It's not an intervention if it's delicious and you eventually get rid of all the evidence.
Fair.
Well, I just got rid of half of Kyle's invoices, so for
allegedly.
All this stuff. Yeah.
Allegedly.
Yeah, but there's still a pile of shirts, a mountain
That's irrelevant.
Of shirts behind
yeah, yeah,
you.
Yeah.
Where's the receipts?
Yep.
So if there's no, so where do the shirts come from?
I don't know.
God bestowed them upon him.
That's some crazy shit that happened.
It's wild, right?
What you eating over there, honey?
Okay. So, guys. Let me tell you.
Fat boy corner. Let's go.
Let me do this real quick. Let me talk to you. So, I love Wawa. I love Wawa. I love their mac and cheese. And these new chicken tender wraps. All amazing. But they have buffalo chicken loaded fries. And by God, they are delicious. This sauce, like, that's why I'm, like, sniffling, because it's clearing my sinuses.
Can I tag in on this?
Yeah.
I thought, honestly, guys, and I mean, no offense to Wawa, I think it was going to be a giant honking bag of shit, but when she opened it, damn. I mean, the tendies are nice. Mm-hmm. They're cooked, but they're not crispy.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. They're a little soggy, which is good with the sauce, and then you've got the fries, which has got a little extra seasoning kick on top, like, almost like a dry rub.
Yeah.
And then you got the, man, what did you say it was, like $10?
$10.
Dude, that's
pretty
solid.
Big, like.
Is it because when you think Wawa, you think gas station?
I do, and it's funny because I used to do a lot of work over there, and they have so many different food. You told me they had pizza when you were ordering.
Yeah, they had pizza. All kinds of shit. Love Wawa. Super big fan.
What pisses me off is their dinner stuff. Sounds Dr. 4, which I'm in bed by 4.
True.
So I can't enjoy their hamburgers or anything like that.
We can do it on the weekends.
Meh. That's when my lovely wife likes to cook for me, right?
No, not on the weekends, dog. No.
Wow. Mm-mm. Wow, wow, wow.
Weekends, I'm off. I don't cook. We go out. We order. Done.
And I'll tell you who's not off on weekends. Sugar and Sliced Bakery.
They sure are not off on
weekends.
You
should go and check them out. They're downtown Winter Haven. Go see them. If you need any kind of custom-made cakes, pies, cookies, cupcakes, any of that kind of stuff, go check them out. They've got what you need. Also, for like bridal parties or for weddings or for quinceañeras.
Literally any event.
Or just because. Yeah. Just because you had a rough weekend, maybe you want a sweet treat.
Or maybe it's WrestleMania season. You want to make some WrestleMania.
Yeah, are you having a WrestleMania party?
We could get a whole bunch of Sting cookies.
We could. I think I might have a back door on that one. So, but speaking of people that always have the back door, it is Prelim Tim.
Prelim Tim. So speaking of Sugar and Slice, Prelim Tim at Substack.
Substack.
I was going to say Stack Sub.
Just,
Substack.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Go to Substack, look for Prelim Tim. You can even just Google
it.
Prelim
just Google
Tim.
Like if you like betting, UFC betting, he's got all the shit you need to know.
Exactly.
Like detailed, fine line detail to what you need to know. Make sure you're placing the right bets.
Exactly.
Prelim Tim.
And he does it all throughout the week.
Yeah.
Like he'll start like maybe Tuesday, he'll do another write up Thursday, one on Friday, and then usually whatever the day of the fight is, he'll give you one last go around.
So you know where to put your money where it counts.
Speaking of where I've been putting my money, it's with Official Dish.
You have been putting money. Guys, are you looking at wanting to maybe like redo your game room?
Yeah.
Do you want to spice up your living room?
Are you just a nerd? You just want some
art. Has it been a while since you redecorated your living room? Well,
or did your sister maybe move all your nerd shit into a hallway that's around the corner and nobody can see it?
That too.
Well, I'll tell you what you can do, kids. You can go to Nesh Official and you can check them out on Instagram and Facebook.
Yeah, all the socials.
Yeah.
Beautiful hand-drawn work of art. If you are a collector of all nerd things, you're going to want this because it's one of a kind.
Yeah.
Nobody else is going to have it. So you got to check them out.
He hand paints them and they look amazing. I've had multiple in my house, still do, but I bought a bunch, so our next, when we do this wild and crazy thing we're doing right now, it'll be opening up paintings.
Ugh.
So at least we can feel fancy.
So we feel fancy. So
feel fancy.
Speaking of feeling fancy, if you guys pay attention to last week, we had a massive unboxing. We're going to continue with that. We have three left.
Three left.
Right? There's no more hiding.
I don't think so.
Okay, cool. Well. So we got
But here's the one I want you to start with first, the flat one.
The flat one? Okay.
Yeah, and I want you to be very careful opening it. So, my good buddy Goro Gringo and B-Mac, the old Mac and Cheese, the three of us are in a group text, and they hit me up and they said, hey, AEW is doing these Oops autographs, and they're giving you 10 autographs for $10.
What do you mean by Oops?
Like, I guess maybe we're going to find out together, but I'm guessing maybe they messed it up. Maybe they wrote the wrong name on it. Maybe, I don't know. But I was like, if I'm getting 10 for $10, let's double down. So I got 20 for $20. So I want to see what's in here because they do so much with AEW. I'm like,
maybe it's like leftovers.
Leftovers. They said they were Oops autographs. And that's all it said.
This is pro wrestling?
Pro Wrestling Tees, same place where we get our AEW All Elite crates. So
is it going to be like Kenny Omega with My Little Pony signature on it?
Who knows?
Which would be a fucking masterpiece.
But if there's a Kenny in there, she can have it.
And I swear, if he's on there, I will take a quick hiatus. I mean, break, and I will go order me one. So don't fuck around and find out. Here we go, guys. Let's dive
look,
in.
A phone.
Oh, look.
So there should be 10 in there. That's what it says on the front.
Don't get your buffalo.
I wipe my hands. I wipe my hands. Over. They are clean. They are clean hands. Okay, so first one. Let's play Can You Name That Person?
Actually, that's even funnier. Tyler Breeze.
You shut your fucking mouth.
So what's the...
It is Tyler Breeze.
It is Tyler Breeze.
Well, yeah, it says TB. I had a feeling he would be right about
that.
Wow.
Not a very flattering background for him. No, not what
I want. Is that the oops?
Is that the oops?
Maybe. I don't know.
All right. Moving on, guys. Moving on.
I'm going to let you take first stab. I'll clean up.
I'm terrible. I'm not going to know any of these people.
Scarlett.
Johansson?
Kidding. No, just kidding. Scarlett.
Kidding. No. Just Scarlett. Just Scarlett. Okay. Moving on. It's a fun game, guys. Fun game. Who is this wrestler?
You know what we need? We need to do a phone a friend with Kent.
Kent would
know all of this.
Kent would smoke our asses.
Well,
this.
Just because I don't know who the hell that is.
I don't know who that is. Maybe we'll put this one here. The ones don't. We don't know.
You know what? Here's what we'll do. The ones we don't know, you can take pictures of, send to Kent, and see if he'll text
Done.
Us back while we're doing the show.
This one's easy. Come on, guys.
That one's awesome.
William Regal.
William Regal.
Done. Worth the $20.
Well, you can actually read his signature.
Yeah. That is worth the $20 right
done.
There.
You already made your money back. All right. Here you go. EC3.
This shit's actually on there.
That's easy.
It's Ethan something.
I'm trying to figure out like what the...
Ethan Carter the third, maybe something
like what
that.
The oops is because so far these are all been like decently made.
Yeah, because they said they were oopses, so I'm thinking like maybe they put their hand on it and they're like, dinner.
Yeah, no, like these are all pretty decently well made. Yeah. So guys, what we're holding up, just kind of give you back. It's from Pro Wrestling Tees, and it's the autograph oops. You get 10 of them for $10.
Ten for $10, and they're like 8x10s. And they've got the little certificate of authenticity.
Like, if you have the All Elite crate when you get your one, like, it's exactly like that.
Our pro wrestling teams.
Yeah, you get those. I don't know who this one is.
I want to say it's Lince Dorado, but I could be wrong.
Okay, that's in the
We'll put that in
and
the
And that's a Kempa. This one, not going to lie.
You know who it is. Let me see if your husband knows who it is.
Oh, I don't fucking know.
The Brood?
I don't know why you think that's going to help me.
The Brood.
Okay.
Oh, So we got a Gangrel signed picture. Anyway. Yeah.
Pretty fucking awesome.
Before you go any further.
Done.
I've gotten in another little rabbit hole. We're going to call the eBays.
Oh, fuck. That's been a rabbit hole that we. Yep. Go ahead.
Not recently,
but we have.
So I went looking for WWF lighters. Like Zippo lighters.
And you found some?
Found three. I got two that are The Rock with the Brahma Bull. It says The Rock on it. I got two of those. I got one that's coming that's APA. And it says, like, APA more money, more beer, or some shit like that. I was like, that's dope.
So you went down an eBay rabbit hole.
I did.
That's very dangerous.
But to bring it back to the Brood, like, when you put in WWF, like, Zippo lighters, I think they only made, like, 8, and one of them was the Brood, because they had the Brood mm-hmm. lighter on there, and that some bitch was, like, $100. Like,
oh, easy.
Stupid. Because it was, like, you know, you had China, you had Stone Cold, you had The Rock, you mm-hmm. had APA, you had, you know,
oh yeah,
some of your bigger names, but some of those was like,
yeah. I'm just trying to get rid of this out of my collection.
Exactly.
Here you go. Your next one.
Zodiac.
Zodiac.
Well, it says Zodiac on there.
Hey, hey, hey.
We don't care how you get it, as long as you get it.
That is Kevin Sullivan.
No, I have no idea who he is.
Yeah, and he's actually been on our show. He's been a guest of our show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Kevin Sullivan.
Huh. Well, now you have it. Now, this one.
This is what I thought was going to be a bunch in there. QT Marshall.
QT Marshall. He left and came back.
And then back again.
And then back again. Yeah.
About that.
All right, guys. So, let's get to the next one.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
I'm going to laugh if it's the exact same lineup.
If it is, it'll be hilarious. And guys, this is why I do this kind of funny, goofy shit. It's because I'm like, hey, Let me spend the money. Let me try it. And if it works, great. But if it's like, oh, this totally sucked, then I want to tell you guys too. So, oh my God, it is the exact same fucking thing.
Guys, hang on. The first one is William Regal. Give me a second. Let me look.
Okay. No.
There's some different ones. We're good. Well, the first one's William Regal again.
Which, again, worth the 20 worth right it. There.
EC3.
Yeah.
There we go. Fuck that guy.
Wow.
Repo Man.
Here's a new one. A new one.
He looks like a fucking hamburger.
Okay. This guy again.
I think that's Lince Dorado, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
All right. Put that there and then put the one with the other guy, the one right underneath it, whose name we don't know.
Oh, okay.
And then I've got Titties McGee again.
Titties McGee.
Titties McGee.
You can't have too many titties.
No.
Okay. Here we go.
This is Mac.
No idea.
Put that in the Kent pile.
Here we go. Here. Eric Young. Eric Young.
All right. That's actually pretty cool.
All right. Here you go.
That's one of the nasty boys right there. Brian Knobs.
Yep. And.
Is that like the third one of those motherfuckers?
Yep. QT Marshall.
I got three of them.
So guys, QT Marshall has been a fan favorite in this. So here is our hot take: if you are going to get these, do not double down. Don't double down.
I mean,
I get it, but we just proved it. Like, yeah, if you're gonna
also,
do it,
$1 each.
I will say this: when it's that cheap, double the fuck
yeah,
down.
Yeah, double,
because
triple, quadruple.
I got my money with the two William Regals, and I've still got a bunch of shit. If I get Froggy, I can sell. So,
like Titties McGee.
But I'm going to have Ariel take pictures of those guys and send them to Kent, because I got a feeling Kent is going to know.
Kent's going to know their freaking circumcision date. All right.
Well, you know, he is a master of ceremonies. He is a great dude. He's a good brother. And I'll tell you what. Big box next. And then we'll do the little bag to wrap it up. Because if that, you know what? Do the bag, because I think that box is going to be fucking hilarious if it is what I think it is.
Surprise, surprise, guys. It's more shirts.
No, it's my bench clears. So I got another pair of Lightning pants, another Lightning jersey, and that alternate jersey.
Okay.
Yeah.
You've gotten these before.
I have.
Okay.
I redid it because I had a problem with the shorts, and they were like, hey, what do you want to do? I said, well, this is what I want to do. And they're like, okay, we'll take this credit and we're doing a buy two, get one free sale. So I was like, well, shit, it's going to be cheaper to, you know, buy it all over again than send it back. Maybe not get, you know what I'm saying? But anyways, Bench Clears does amazing stuff with their customer service.
So this box, WWE Shop.
If this is what I think it is, it's going to be gosh darn hilarious.
Is it the dick mold of somebody we know?
No, but let's say maybe during my COVID haze, if you will, where I bought all this shit, there was a certain length of time for like maybe a week, I didn't have a solid shit. So,
hot.
You know, sometimes you get the old, what do you call it? The old, racing stripe.
What's going on in here? Oh, more of the contenders. So this one is the Stone Cold Austin 316 boxer briefs.
Yep.
Stone Cold. Love it. Yep. Love. We do love a Stone Cold. Ooh. New World Order shirt. Okay. Yep. NWO.
Red and black. NWO tank top.
Pretty fucking legit. So, okay. We got more contenders. NWO.
This NWO. Now, when she says contenders, these aren't the contenderoos. These are just fancy high-end boxers.
Just fancy ones.
Because, again, I hadn't had so much shit in a week.
So you were like,
I'm running out of boxers. So here,
American Nightmare.
Contenders boxers. Yep.
Sensing a trend.
How are you running out of boxers?
Hey.
Shit, I don't know enough. Contenderoos.
This is the Hulkamania. What are you going to do, brother?
What are you going to do when the Contenderoos runs wild on you? And by you, I mean your business.
Black and white NWO tank top.
This might have been some of the free shit I got.
Oh, this is another. These are NWO announcement mesh gym shorts.
Jersey.
Oh, there we go. Oh, so it's chalk line shorts.
Chalk line shorts, yeah.
Nice.
Okay. Super nice. And, look. A Roosevelt. Is this your free thing? Did you not remember?
No, but it's even better. So that is going to match my Macho Man Randy Savage USA 4th of July shirt. So now I've got the full tuxedo. And I didn't even know I got those chocolate pants. So, yeah, dude, that's, yeah.
So anyway, there we go.
COVID didn't hurt everybody. Maybe my bank account and maybe my credit score. But it was okay for me, but I hope this wasn't super dumb. I hope I didn't, bore you guys to tears with this.
Maybe it did. It's fine. We're trying new things.
We've all learned that you need to stop buying clothes.
So, let's move on from, not move on from that, but
and
it's,
what is with this bar you got going on in front of you? You got six drinks. No,
we're gonna
five
get there.
Used to be
so
six.
So, this buying things that you're doing, it's great.
Stopping till June. Not buying anything else online till June.
Are we taking bets on that?
What's the over and under? Is that how long you have left to pay off your paying fours? Is that why you're not buying anything till June?
She's got a point.
Excuse me. Do you want the over and unders or do you want the information? Because those are two different gosh darn questions.
Can we take
them
both?
I mean, listen, I like both. I'm not saying anything because lately with work.
You have a problem too?
Yeah, lately with work, it's been extremely stressful and mentally challenging. And unfortunately, sometimes my outlet is I've had a really shitty week. Let me go online.
And you stress by? Are That's you every buy day. Stuff like?
Well, obviously, don't really need. Every day I'm stressed. So, just last week, I was stressed out about who the fuck knows at work, and I was like, I don't feel good. I didn't feel pretty, so I bought $100 worth of makeup on Curse Cosmetics, which is like a vampiric gothic style makeup that I discovered through TikTok, and it's one of my top buys now. So I know it's fine, and you know what? I bought it, and it's I felt great. Like tomorrow, I'm really excited that we're going to Booksamillion.
Buy something else
because I love reading, and it's an outlet.
Yeah, great. Yeah, great.
I know, but it's fine. And you know what? Here's my philosophy, and you don't have to believe me, kids.
Good, don't.
But money can always, you can always make money.
Yeah.
You can always make money.
Yeah.
I go to work every day and I make money. Let me enjoy.
And then you spend it before you get paid.
Yeah, let me enjoy my hard work.
Right.
Let me enjoy this
Stop
money.
It. Do not encourage this.
No, I agree with this. Like, why am I busting my balls?
Yeah.
For 9 to 5 to what is it where they said in Fight Club? To buy a bunch of shit you don't need and own a bunch of shit.
That's why I work.
Yeah.
That's why I go and I buy work. We don't have kids. We have a house. I bought a brand new car. We want a Lego set. We can drop money on it. You know what?
Speaking of things for kids.
Yes.
This is for little man.
Oh, yeah. The dogs.
Yeah.
Did
I
you not
save
want?
Those for you. No. I want you to give them to little man. Or you use them. I don't give a shit.
I'll give
but
them
what
to
am
little
I
man.
Do?
Well, we don't have a Jeep, so yeah. They're going
to
have to go to
he can
man.
Put him in. Thank you.
What is up with that?
The Jeep?
A business.
Do you really... Do you want
oh, getting
me to,
the ducks and the jeeps and stuff?
Do you want me to fill you in? Because I was curious enough to look it up.
Is it sexual?
No.
Oh.
But that would be
less interested.
That'd be much more interesting than the actual story.
Go ahead. Tell me. We got to fill time on this episode. Go ahead.
It was actually the part of the pandemic. It's actually a very recent thing.
Okay.
And I was like, what? I was the same way. We're walking through the mall or whatever parking lot. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what the fuck is up with these goddamn ducks on every Jeep? So I got curious enough to ask Google. Turns out it happened during the pandemic in order to spread
love.
I guess that's one word for it. Spread love, good.
Make people
good
smile.
Good vibes. Mm-hmm. Jeep owners decided to put little ducks on each other's things. That's why I throw them in the dash. Sometimes I have never seen it. And if I was a Jeep owner, I would never do it. It's not just ducks. They would have a duck with like a little bottle of like whiskey or something.
Oh, on the duck.
On
like
the
they
dash.
Put it there. So like when you got it, you get the duck and you get the
and
little
the idea is you
like
pass
tutor
it,
shooter.
You pass it on to other Jeeps and stuff. That's why you see all these Jeeps with dashes full of
you
fucking ducks.
You obviously
and
don't pass the whiskey, right? Like you keep
I
bottle.
Would hope not.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm
you
just
down
asking,
that
dude.
Down that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the only reason I ask is because like Nine Line has done a bunch of shirts where it was like the duck is like a Jeep and shit. I'm like, I don't fucking get it. And then I've seen people that have like the ducks on their Jeep. And I'm like, I just don't fucking get it.
So, I don't either, but I guarantee that thanks to Jeep owners, the duck rubber duck industry has skyrocketed.
Oh, for sure.
Did I tell you the watch story?
No.
Before we open the... Did we open everything?
Yeah. No. You're
Everything's
done.
Everything's open. Okay.
You're done.
So.
You're done.
So I'm at
till
the...
Till June.
Oh, till Dune. Yeah. No. So I'm at the old folks home, mm-hmm. mom and dad, because I've actually been spending quite a bit of time over there. Like, kind of more there than here. Either was a Wednesday night or Monday night because I know wrestling was on. So it was either Raw or Dynamite. I wake up and at the foot of the bed is little Daisy. And then there's Dad standing at full attention with two watches in his hands.
What?
And he's like, you need a watch. You need a good watch. And I'm like, like, you almost got punched in the face, old man. So
he would have knocked your ass out with that dick.
Facts, kids. Facts. So, but he's like, you need one of these watches. So if you'll turn around right behind you next to the pink box, my watch is sitting there. The one I did get from Dad, which I love.
Get it, babe.
Yeah.
Get over there. Get it.
Yeah, because I love it and I actually wear it every day just because it reminds me of Dad. Because like that was the watch he wore a lot. And not that it's, like, super fancy or anything
crazy.
No,
but it's a reminder.
But it's a reminder of my dad. But just him holding that and another watch in front of me at full attention while I'm waking up at, like, 9 o'clock at night just about shot me right out of the bed. So.
Call your dad.
About that.
That'll scare anybody.
It will. It'll scare anybody, especially as big as he is. Yeah. So, this week. I told you I've been staying there a lot.
Mm.
We did 90s action movie week.
That sounds like right up your wheelhouse.
Yeah. Oh, Dad loved it. So Monday night was Die Hard.
Of course.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tuesday was U.S. Marshals. And Wednesday was something right in that wheelhouse. Like the U.S. Marshals. It might have been what's his name? The one-armed man did it.
Fugitive.
That's yeah.
That's what I was thinking. What was U.S. Marshals about? Was that with Harrison Ford?
It is. It's the Fugitive.
I can't remember.
It's like.
They were similar, right?
They're pretty much the exact same fucking
movie. Okay.
Because I watched them back to back, and I'm like, okay, so it's like, hey, we like Tommy Lee Jones being a U.S. Marshal here chasing down a fugitive. Let's put him in this movie over here. The only difference was U.S. Marshals had Wesley Snipes. Was like the one-armed man or the guy that's run away.
By the way, that's where that phrase comes from.
What?
It wasn't me. It was the one-armed man.
It was the one-armed man.
Oh, yeah,
you killed
that.
Your wife. It wasn't me. It was the
one-armed man.
He got arrested and sent to prison. It was a whole thing.
Yeah.
It's a good movie.
I believe you,
iconic
dude.
Movie.
Yeah.
I believe you.
But the only other thing was to add to that was going to be that the only difference besides, you know, Fugitive being a better movie is U.S. Marshals had a good Iron Man. Robert Downey Jr. is in it. But that was like right before we went to rehab. Because he's got a little bit of the coke blowed. Allegedly. Hey, allegedly.
Hey, his life took the dramatic upswing.
You know what?
That.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You know,
fuck yeah, dude.
You see somebody like just stick the landing like that, and you're like,
I can't remember who the person was. I don't think it was his manager, but it was somebody like, look, I know that he looks like shit, but he would be great in this. You put him in it, and he just becomes what he is. I Love You 3000. And
Stan Lee was the one signed off on him because everybody's like, nope. It's like the insurance policy is too much, this and that.
He's too much of a risk.
And Stan said, no, that's Iron Man. I'll sign off. And allegedly, I think Stan might have pitched in some money on the insurance policy. Allegedly.
Just to get him to come on.
Yeah. Because it was a big-ass insurance policy. Because they were like, you know, this is a multi-million
But I'm pretty sure he paid that. He paid that back
this
tenfold.
This is the beginning of a decades-long franchise. Easy.
Yeah.
So they needed somebody who could go the distance.
And he did.
But let's be real. A lot of people had their doubts.
Yeah.
No, rightfully so. But now look at him.
But man, he did it.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Back to the coke. Let's go.
No.
Well, speaking of that,
he's done for a while.
The Madam Web movie came out.
I heard mixed reviews.
I haven't heard anything good about it.
That's my mom. So my mom really wanted to go see it, and a coworker was like, "Do what you want," but I went and saw it, and it was a hot piece of garbage. They said it was terrible. My mom's like,
"All right, what universe is this in?"
This is in like Sony's own universe over here.
I'm like, is it Marvel or DC?
No, it's Marvel. Marvel.
So it will be on Disney Plus at some point, right?
I've never heard of that character, Madam Web.
Yeah, she was a character in Spider-Man, but she was like a deep ass cut. We're talking like a deep, deep cut. But the problem is Sony keeps wanting to make their own world. So they did Morpheus.
Yep.
They did. God, there was one other one.
Which I heard.
The Venoms.
I heard that one was also heart garbage.
Oh, yeah.
Morpheus.
And guess who wrote Madam Web?
The same person.
Ding, 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 ding. Mm. Get that girl singer. Oh. So,
obviously, we probably, like, shouldn't have that guy write anything anymore.
No.
Okay, cool. Awesome.
Why is it that every female movie, just an observation, I'm sure there are great ones, but every female superhero movie just kind of tanks?
I don't know, because I'll tell you what, I watched The Marvels on Disney Plus. That movie was great. Like, I enjoyed the shit out of it.
But what about Captain Marvel, the movie? I've never seen it. I don't really want to see it.
I saw it like 2 or 3 times in the theater, and I was just like,
No.
Wow, it took you 3 times to be like,
like, you know what? I don't like this.
No, I went on a date opening night.
There we go.
And then, the second time we were going to do the... We were going to do the podcast, me and Johnny and everybody, and they sent me home early from work because they're like, you need to go home, you're sick. And I'm like, oh, great.
Sure.
So my happy ass went to the movie theater, watched the movie, and then we did the podcast.
Got everybody sick. That's awesome. That's great. That's awesome.
Full blown.
Pre-COVID times.
That's fine.
Speaking of Disney Plus, 2 things. I got a bone to pick and something good. So if you're finding something good to watch on Disney Plus, I start watching the Percy Jackson.
Yeah, you said that a couple of episodes ago.
Did that because of
Adam Copeland. Of course I did. But I grew up reading the books, too. Yeah. So I was fantastic job. That show, guys, if you're looking for something, like, it's family friendly.
I think I'd rather read the books.
I think you'd rather just listen. it's really good. And, of course, I had a biased opinion because I was really excited to see Adam Copeland in it. And
he did do well.
He did a fantastic job as Aries.
Only scene I saw, and he did
he's in a lot more towards the final episode of this season. It has been renewed for a second season, so I'm not sure if he's going to pop up just because.
Well, have you read the books?
Yeah.
Is he in the later books?
I'm not going to ruin it for anybody who hasn't read the books.
This isn't ruining the plot. Is he in the later books? No. That's like saying, is Harry Potter in book 5? Yeah, I'm pretty sure he is. That's not ruining the storyline.
But I don't know if Disney's, obviously, are they going to stick 100%
to
the book.
You think they're going to replace Adam Copeland?
No, I don't know. Anyway, moving on. Stop it. But here's my bone to pick. So last night, I was chilling, and I was trying to get caught up on Bleach. And the Hulu...
Bitch.
The Hulu kicked me out.
You've been watching Bleach without me?
No, I haven't been watching it without you. I was trying to watch it without you, okay?
Your Honor.
Yeah, Your Honor. I didn't do it, Your Honor. I was trying to do it. So Hulu kicked me out. I was like, fuck Hulu. So I went on Crunchyroll. Never let down by Crunchyroll. It's like the Hulu of anime's got all the fucking anime on there. Bleach was not on there. They removed it. I'm like, all right, motherfuckers. I went on Netflix. All they had was the live action. We ain't gonna fuck with that. Don't fuck with that shit. So I'm like, you know what?
Hey, I enjoyed that.
Anyway, so.
But you also enjoyed the live action One Piece too, right?
Well, yeah.
Actually, that was really decent. That one was really decent.
Back to your wife. Back to your wife.
Back off.
Double back.
So then I go, I'm gonna try Disney Plus. I'm gonna just. They had Bleach on there. Them motherfuckers bought the right to Bleach. And they had the audacity to not put the new shit on there. It's all the old shit. So I, Disney, if you're probably not listening, but I need you to know, if you're going to buy something, buy all of it, motherfuckers. Because now I need to finish the last couple episodes.
I'm wondering if that's got to be maybe tied into another service. Maybe the contract has to run out with the other service. And
it's on Hulu. So Hulu is the, it might be on Funimation. I didn't check Funimation. But Crunchyroll lost the rights to it, which I was pretty fucking upset about. But Hulu has it, but the Hulu kicked me out. I couldn't log in. You wouldn't answer my calls because you were at work. So I said...
You never called me.
I didn't?
No.
Oh, fuck. Well, hey.
I would have noticed a missed call from you.
Because I'm so important.
I would have noticed a missed call from you.
All right, go ahead. Double back. Go ahead. What you going to fight me on?
I know. She's so
Whatever.
Aggressive.
Whatever.
So aggressive.
I'm still going book shopping tomorrow. Ain't nothing can tear me down from this.
Oh, no. The car won't start.
We have two other cars.
They won't start either.
My mother's car.
Nope. That's down too. It's crazy.
I will Uber. I will Uber
no,
to the
won't.
Bookstore.
You won't
for
Uber.
The books? I'll do it for the books.
No, you won't.
All right. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
Well, no. We were talking about live action.
Yeah, One Piece, it was actually really good.
You said you guys really
liked
it. I never watched it.
I watched it with you.
I don't think you did.
I really did, though. It was really good. I'm not a Bleach, a One Piece fan. I think it, how many episodes are there? As of
right
this moment.
Now?
Yeah.
Over 1,000.
It turned me off. When I heard over 1,000, done.
Done, son.
I can't fucking do
Listen,
it.
Listen, every great journey begins with one great episode.
And I watched it, and it was... It wasn't my thing. I respect it. I respect what it's done for anime. I respect it all. I ain't gonna fucking watch it. Now, the live action was really good. I will give it credit where credit's due there.
Yeah, because the creator's the one heading it, and season two's coming out eventually.
Yeah, so that's what I've been watching. Been
but
catching
any,
up on anime.
Any live action made by...
The creator?
Not necessarily that, but Japan is going to be great.
When it's a Netflix original...
Well, great,
other than
great might be a strong term. Good. Any live action created by us
sucks ass.
It's terrible.
Don't do
just
it.
Just awful.
If it says made
don't
in
do it.
Don't just fucking do it.
They're talking about, they're doing another live action Airbender.
Don't.
It's out already.
The,
it's already
yeah,
out on Netflix.
It's out. And I really want, I'm a huge Avatar fan. Huge. Okay. Not the blue people.
No, I wouldn't consider that.
And the other ones.
The
personally.
Airbending ones.
The Airbending ones, you know. And I'm just so hesitant because I've heard mixed. I've heard it's good. I've heard you're going to love it. But I've also heard if you like the original, you're not going to really like it. Like, it's kind of like that mixed kind of review. And I'm
I hate it when they do that right out the gate. It's like they're already shitting on it. It's like, hey, let me see if I like it and enjoy it.
You know, I'll watch an episode or two, and to see if I like it. But the original is
obviously. I'm sure the graphics are going to be freaking amazing.
Oh, yeah, the graphics will be great,
but that's not what we're judging it on.
I'm not judging it. I'm judging it on the story and everything like that. So we'll see. They did the whole Legend of Korra, which went pretty well,
I actually hated that less than I thought I would.
Yeah,
that was actually not bad.
We started watching the original again because Branson, he liked to watch it.
He likes colors.
He liked, because the colors, he really liked the colors. He loved watching Avatar, and that made me so happy.
Appa.
It did not make my sister as happy. She's like, what's my baby watching? I'm like, Appa, the fuck is that shit? What kind of nerd shit?
It's
I'm
the
like,
sky. It's the sky bison.
It's the sky bison. He's fine, okay? So
did you show him the first one or the second one?
The first one.
I still haven't seen the second one. I mean, I know it's on Disney Plus. I haven't watched one ever, but
so good, so good. What have you been watching lately?
I'll tell you what. When I was having my COVID stint,
yeah, did you?
Oh my god!
How much did you watch during that?
Everything. Like
that's
everything.
What I did during my 3-week vacation.
Because, like I said, I think I said it in the last episode. I was watching The Martian with Matt Damon when my phone charger was down. I'm like, "Yep, I understand, Matt. We're about to be fucked." So, and then for some reason, I went down some really weird true crime rabbit hole on Netflix.
Okay.
For like no apparent reason. I think it was like, "Hey, do you want to see how long it takes for us to find this pretty white girl?" I'm like, can I do?
Kind of want to see how this pans out.
You know, it's funny. I've been on documentaries lately. All right, start naming 007 actors.
Wapa Jr.
What the F?
Sean Connery.
Keep going. After him.
Okay. Richard Moore, or Ronald Moore.
Keep going.
I'm going to take a bite of chicken because I'm out.
No, I don't blame you. It's Timothy Dalton.
Nope.
Timothy Dalton was one?
No, I'm saying that's not the one I'm thinking of.
Okay. Do you want to give me an era? How about you narrow the shit down a little bit?
There's a lot of the motherfuckers.
You are not one to talk about movies.
I'm just saying I grew up watching James Bond with my mom.
Yeah, 2007-ish, 2000 era.
So that would have been Goldeneye in there?
That one. Pierce Brosnan. So, there's a documentary called History's Greatest Heists.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's pretty good.
With him as the host.
Ooh.
It's 8 episodes, and I'm so pissed because there's only 8 episodes. Because they cover, again, History's Greatest Heists, and it is fascinating.
That was the other thing I watched.
Uh-uh.
Hang on, let me take a little hit of this real quick. Oh, and I don't know how it happened, but while I was here watching COVID, I started watching a show called Love on the Spectrum.
You're a terrible person.
Okay.
Really?
No, I'm kidding. Okay. I'm kidding. So, I would never watch it, though.
Basically, there was 2 seasons. Each were like 8 or 9 episodes, but it has different people that are on the autistic spectrum.
Yep.
And they set them up with people to date. And they go on dates, and they kind of like follow them around, which was fine. It actually was really it was interesting. It made me mad as shit because there was like 4 of them. I'm like, I could date her. Like,
do you want to go on the show?
You know what? We probably could pay me being off on the spectrum. It took me a second to think about it, but I don't think
that's the first requirement. Yep. You got something up there.
I'm just saying. I don't think it's going to be as hard a sell as we think it's going to be.
I never said it was.
And I'm just saying.
All right, kids. Yeah. Place your bets.
Watch him Tuesdays at 8.
Yeah.
But yeah, there was like 4 different girls on there. I'm like, these girls are really nice. Like, they've got some tics, but they're making them sound like they're.
Like when you think on the spectrum, you have something in your mind. You have a picture.
Yeah, you do.
You do, but when
you
I'm
think
watching
Sheldon.
Yeah. And some of them were. But some of them, like, weren't that bad. So I'm like, well, that's, you know, come on, man. That ain't that bad. I think you can get this. And then there was a couple of them. And this is the part where I will get in trouble. There was a couple of them. It's like, hey, I'm autistic. I need a date. Do you know what kind of date they brought them?
Uh-oh.
Some type of super social, not something you throw a person on the spectrum into.
A special needs.
Oh, Lord.
Help me.
Okay.
Because I mouthed it to you so you can nicely, politely.
It's a special needs mentally challenged.
Mentally challenged.
You could have just left it as special needs.
Yeah.
We were trying to be politically correct.
We were trying to be very politically correct. But
yeah, special needs is the PC term.
Okay, cool.
Well,
cool.
There's special needs and there's other. Never mind.
We got
it.
Another
story.
We got
it. But I'm like, dude, I mean, I know you're on the spectrum, but like, bro, like, I feel like it's a little rough.
I feel like you're.
So I've heard reviews about this show.
I loved it.
And I don't. It does not seem like something I will ever want to watch.
You shouldn't.
I don't really, you loved it, but I should. Okay.
I mean, I loved it, but it was only because I was on a couch for a week.
I feel like I'd be uncomfortable.
Like, you know, I will say this. I fast forwarded through some of it because some of them were so like
cringy.
Yeah. I'm like, I just can't. So yeah. Like I would fast forward through that and go to the ones I liked. So, but it was really interesting. And what I didn't know is the show started off in Australia. So you know what happened once I watched the first two seasons? See what happens in Australia.
Stays in Australia?
It doesn't. I mean, if you're dating on the spectrum, I guess. Or
it's true.
So, but it was a hoot. Like, I really enjoyed it because there was, like, some really sweet moments, like some, like, tear-jerkery kind of moments.
Like, oh, they're on the spectrum and they found someone that they can connect with.
Yeah, and someone that they love, and, you know, and that's one thing.
Learn
to love. And it's like when you hear them talking to the parents, like, we never thought our kid would ever leave the house, and, you know, they might actually move in together.
Those are special moments. Like, that's cool.
But, yeah, so they did all that. And the other thing they did, which I thought was neat, was just, like, how they kind of wrap it up. Like, somebody might go on a date and went just drizzling shits, and then they kind of tell you.
And you're out.
And you're out. So, so what's old Jericho doing over on AEW? I'm sorry, we're all watching this.
Yeah,
like,
Jericho's out here in, like, an overcoat, no shirt.
No shirt.
As is
Jericho. And he's over here, like, I guess, trying to challenge Wardlow, which, again, we all know Chris Jericho is a legend within himself, but, like.
Yeah, he made it that way.
Let's just not. Wardlow's big bitch.
Wardlow's a big bitch, and weren't we still kind of allegedly on the fency fence about old Jericho?
Apparently that got
What happened?
Somebody got a paycheck.
Allegedly, somebody got hushed.
What happened?
Allegedly, I think somebody might have gotten paid off.
No, what was the issue?
Oh, the scandal. You know, he maybe.
You know I'm not into this.
You're right. So it came out that maybe.
Quote unquote.
That allegedly. All this is allegedly. That he invited a girl to his hotel room.
As one does.
And allegedly. Told her, you know, I can get you a contract if you know. You know, all that.
I like Brown.
And apparently she, obviously nothing happened. And then she waited like 2 or 3 years and then said something to, in my opinion, just to stir shit up for whatever reason is what it is. And then it, as quickly as the news came, it's gone. Yep.
I like taking my news from Wendy's.
Mm-hmm.
Me too.
Yep. Short,
you know,
sweet,
they got the
to the
greatest
point.
Chicken nuggets.
Oh, man. You know they brought spicy ones back, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're good.
So good. That Wendy's that's right there next to my work. I go there quite often.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you've been using the app, right?
Wendy's has an app.
She's been using the McDonald's app.
Not McDonald's app and me. I got points on points on points on that bitch.
Oh, no. I've been, like, making it rain at work with that shit. So. But.
I'm going to make it rain.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's time.
All right. Let me talk to me about this Wendy's app.
Okay, this Wendy's app. You need to get on the Wendy's app. Okay. And you need to download it because it's kind of like the McDonald's app. You get points and shit, which like every other app. But Wendy's is the official sponsor of the NCAA March Madness. Uh-huh. So right now it's $1 Dave's single, $2 Dave's double. Hmm. And all you got to do is have the app because like let's just say allegedly I maybe used that app like twice this week and got like 6 hamburgers for like $10. So, and just started making it rain.
Single for you.
No, I kept the doubles and I kept the cheese or the bacon cheeseburgers, but like some of the, like the Dave single stacks, I'm like, you want a single stack? And they'd be like, no. And I'm like, somebody's taking high protein shit later.
Yep. You say you did this to yourself. You should have said yes.
I tried to give you some meat so you could have it, and it's delicious, and you can enjoy it. A good Dave single.
And
you know?
That's when HR called Deuce into the office. You cannot offer meat.
No. I can offer food. I can't offer. I haven't even tried that one yet.
Well.
So.
Update.
Update.
Hobbs just came out and knocked the shit out of Jericho.
Call him a bitch.
That's big meat right there, too.
Big beefy meat. That's we big. Saw the that's big beefy meat. Meat on the fight. Oh, and there's Serena Deeb right
there.
Yeah, she's
there. Back. Why was she gone for so long? Anybody
she
know?
She got hurt.
That long? Also, when's Britt Baker going to come back on my screen?
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy with her not being on there.
I'm not.
But damn, she got a nice ass.
I miss her. I love her. I
miss that ass. That's about it.
Well, like we miss a lot of things. It's been another amazing episode of the Happy Hour with Ariel and Deuce. It's Deuce. It's Ariel. It's version 2. I hope you guys have a great week, and we will talk to you later.
See ya. See ya.